The House has narrowly passed the budget for the State Department of Transportation. Many of the no votes came because of DOT's proposal to close 8 maintenance sites around the state. Those scheduled to be closed include New England, Fessenden, Starkweather, Courtney, Gackle, Litchfield, Findlay, and Mayville. The plan is to offer the shops and snowplows with them to county, city, or townships. DOT would lease the buildings and would give the snowplows to local governments. But Valley City Republican Representative Dwight Kiefert didn't like that plan.
And when you think about the Department of Transportation, you think the primary function would be to keep our roads open. I just don't feel it's right to dump that responsibility onto the local communities at this time.
His concerns were echoed by Catherine Republican Representative Daniel Johnston.
These county shops represent the difference between making it to work on time in the morning and also in an emergency, the difference between life and death.
Edgley Republican Representative Mike Brandenburg chairs the Government Operations Subcommittee of House Appropriations. He says DOT already has the authority to close those shops, and this is a way to try and alleviate some of the problem.
Would you rather have somebody that lives in that town that's got a nice snowplow, and they're going to train them, that you can have there in a short time, or would you rather have somebody who is 40 miles away that can't be there for 2 hours or may not be able to get there?
The DOT budget bill passed 52-38. It will likely end up in a House Senate Conference Committee. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.